look to you out there today?
He looked good. He looked fluid. He looked like his normal self again. So it felt good to have him back. And, you know, hopefully we can have more of him, obviously.
Had to be quick. Had to be easy for you guys to get right back up for this because this is a divisional game against the Redskins. Didn't have long to kind of wallow in the Dallas loss.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Redskins always a good opponent. We played them twice, I think, in a matter of a couple weeks. So we're excited for this next challenge that we have facing ourselves. And we just got to be prepared and ready to go.
Victor, how did you think the energy was in practice today versus, say, like last week? Were guys able to put behind what happened on Sunday and kind of get their heads right for this week?
I think so. I think guys kind of, you know, turn the page. I think we do a good job on Monday of getting all that stuff out of our systems, watching the film, talking about the game, getting everything out, and then moving on from there. And I think we did a good job of that this week. And we're focused and ready to go for Washington.
You're looking forward to having Hakeem back to kind of maybe a little bit.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have him back, period, just to have him back in the huddle, in the offense, on the sideline, dressed and ready to go. And you know, he's the guy we need. We need him to be his normal self in order to win games, in order for our morale to be up and things like that. So we're definitely happy to have him back.
What do you mean by that? Like, morale?
Just his energy. Just everything he brings to us is not just his play on the football field. It's just his energy, his personality. You know, we're happy to have that back on our side of it.
Around this time, the holiday season, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for just being able to play this game and having my family behind me each and every day. I think, you know, guys, especially where I'm from, a lot of their family members aren't around. Even myself, a lot of my family members aren't even around to enjoy this anymore. So I'm happy to have my family. It's kind of my own family now and build my own legacy for myself. So I'm happy to have my family here all together tomorrow evening and get ready to eat some food.
You have any Thanksgiving football memories for you personally?
Let me see. Not really. I mean, I just sit down and watch the game, but I don't watch it long enough to even, you know, I'm too busy eating or I'm at a party or I'm at a, you know, a family gathering. I'm all over the place. I don't really have enough time to sit down and watch a lot of football, but I partake in it. It's on. It's in the background as we're eating and as we're partaking in the festivities.
What is a must for your Thanksgiving dinner?
I gotta have some pernil. I think all Spanish people know about having pork on Thanksgiving, and my grandmother used to make the best pernil that I could imagine. So my aunt's taking over those responsibilities this year.
Victor, in terms of the way this season is going right now, it could easily spiral out of control. At the moment, everybody's saying the right things about we still have games to play. How important is it to win this game to keep that belief?
It's definitely important, just for our own personal belief. I think we understand that we can do it. We understand we can win these games, but we have to physically go out there and do it in order to keep our belief high, keep our faith high, and keep our energy high. And I think that's the biggest key for us. I think we're going to go out on Sunday night and put our best game forward and really surprise some people.